That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to begin with, you know, during that Christ said that as it was at the time of Noah, when the earth was flooded, it will be the same at the end of the world, in the time prior to Christ's second coming. And he said that there would be wars. Christ said in the Luke and Matthew and Mark, there'd be wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdoms or a family against family, kingdom against kingdom. There'd be discord, violence internationally in the societies of the world. The world basically, because of the lack of law, the lack of the teachings of Christ, the nations would basically be in upheaval. There'd be a war against God, war against nations again, internal wars. And within countries, there'd be race against race, like in this country. We're witnessing a psychological program to divide Hispanics against blacks, blacks against whites, whites against everybody. It's just ethnos against ethnos is what Christ said. Then you'd also have violence. Violence would be one of the signs of the end of the world. Violence through wars, definitely. Violence through within the nations internally, there would be, again, not just race against race, religion against religion. There would be war, or there would be conflict between those that have, those that don't have. In California and other places of the country, you have gangs, 50, 25, 50 people, go into a department store and loot. This is the condition that Christ said would be at the end of the world. There would be no law. There'd be no order. There'd be no justice. We're in that world. Then, but there would be in the world the wicked. The wicked being the people. In the book of Job, Job said that the world would be turned over to the wicked. And can you say that the world is turned over to the wicked, to people that are not, have no compassion for mankind in general? I'll name like the big world, the World Economic Forum, with the in the UN. You have the big agencies like that work with the UN. You have Red Cross. There is the UNESCO. These programs, these big, what do you call them? They are run by the wicked. Example, The borders in Ukraine were closed down to keep the grain from being shipped out. Eventually, the grain that was shipped out by the thousands and thousands of tons that was destined to reach the poor countries in Africa didn't reach Africa. It reached the European nations. The wicked are not going to share their food. They're not going to share the wealth with the poor people of Africa. The campaign to the genocide on the black people, the African people, it's been a 200-year plus, 300, 400, 500-year, in a sense, genocide on the African people. It is no different today than it was then. Violence will increase at the time prior to Christ's coming. Then also, there will be these people, the wicked, there will be some unity amongst them. We can see unity with the World Economic Forum, Bilderbergers, the World Bank, the Western nation banks, the controlling banks that run the West. There's unity. There's oneness. There's an objective, a plan. And they're one in this objective, in the plan. In the Bible, it said their objective would be to disappear the poor and the needy from off of the earth. It says that one of their objectives would be to take over the world. Another objective is to take the riches of the world and the valuable, the beautiful, pristine places of the world and keep them as their own. I remember reading about Barack Obama. There is an area out in the Pacific, a massive area, I forget how many hundreds and hundreds of miles wide and long it is. That area is protected. I don't know what kind of islands are in that area, but the plan was that Obama passed laws. You cannot contaminate that part of the ocean. I don't know what's there. Islands, I don't know. The wicked would be at war with God. And are we seeing a big religious war occurring internationally? A hatred of all of the churches of God internationally? Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Are you done with the Democrats and the Republicans and with criminals running and ruining everything? Are you tired of the millions of unconstitutional laws they've created and foisted upon you? How about all the crimes they get away with regularly that go unpunished? Is your vote even going to count the way you intended it? If you're done with these games and want the Constitution actually enforced for real, then join us at TacticalCivics.com.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Are you prepared for a possible zombie apocalypse? If not, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the red Patriot Supply button and stock up now on high-quality storable food and emergency preparedness kits. With a global food shortage at our doorstep, make sure you can feed your family in any situation. So get prepared with My Patriot Supply by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the link to Patriot Supply and stock up now.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
Go ask Alice. Down a rabbit hole. We have been going down a rabbit hole quickly for 2 years, almost 2 years, with Joe Biden. You know, in the book of Proverbs, now I'm going to go to get my objective is to reach an operation that has taken place, a psychological operation that is international, and it is called cognitive dissonance. We'll get to that. In the book of Proverbs, it says that the horse leech has two sisters, and these two sisters, they run through the streets and they cry, give, give. In other words, they only have a limited vocabulary, one word, give. That's the only word they have. Give, give. Do we know who these horse leeches? Do we know the name of some of these people that run through the world crying, give, give? I think it was John Rockefeller. It might have been David Rockefeller was asked a question. You know, with all the wealth, the vast amount of wealth they had acquired, not just wealth, but power. The question was asked, presented, how much is enough? The answer, response, just a little more. And then you have Bill Gates of hell. What about Barry Satoru? This man, well, he was fairly well off while he was senator. He becomes president. I think his wealth is way over half a billion. Known. Then you have Bill and Hillary. They were wealthy to begin with. I don't know how much they inherited from their fathers, the Rockefellers, their Rockefeller children or grandchildren. How much have they inherited? Yet they run through the streets, give, give. Then you have Jorge Soros. And all these people can do. Now you have a new king. And this king had to take power because the kings of the earth have to go to war. And not the queen and the kings of the world, but the kings of the earth. Judgment is coming to the kings of the earth. How much wealth does he have? But I know deep in his heart, well actually not even deep in his heart, right on his heart, it's evident, give, give. Then that's just money. That's just income. Then there's another word we'll use, power. How much more power do they want? They have a God complex. They want ultimate power. They want the power of God. The Caesars of Rome, they had, and Greece, and throughout time, people that have great power, they get a God complex. Here in this country, there is an individual. I've never seen anybody with a God complex like this individual. I've never seen a, no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. Forget it. I'm not talking about him. Bill Gates, he's right there at the top. But there's another one, another individual. I've never seen an individual like this individual that has such a great complex, the most narcissistic individual I have ever read about in my lifetime I've ever seen, and everybody agrees, not just in America, but internationally. Barack Obama. This man has a God complex. This man truly does want to be God. He didn't want to be president, just president. He wanted more than that. He was at war with the Clintons. They had to work together. They were forced to work together. But he was at war, in a sense, at odds with the Clintons and the Bushes. And he was resentful. But it's okay. He'll be back. So those that have a God complex, this is what we're witnessing in the world today. Charles, King Charles, the one who has been, I don't know how many times he would probably talk about, dang, I wish dear old mom would just pass away, but she just keeps on living. I know what's in his heart. He's getting older. His mom just keeps on living. She keeps eating healthy food. She has these doctors that attend to her to keep her alive. She walks. I don't know how many dogs she had to walk her dogs to stay in shape. But Charlie, he was thinking, man, he and Camilla in the back in their bedroom. Charles, how long is your mom going to live? And Charles's response, I don't know. That old reptilian just keeps on living. Her heart just keeps on busy beating. You know, maybe we could do the same thing to her that she did to Diana. Maybe we could get her in a tunnel in a car at a high rate of speed and Diana-side her. But eventually, the Grim Reaper does come around. And last week, she went to be with, I'm not sure, she's going up. Most likely she's going down. Well, I guarantee you she's going down. Everybody goes down. No one that dies goes up. We go with the people that believe in God. We go down into a place called paradise to wait, to wake up. And the wicked go to another place in Hades. They're both, these places are in Hades in the earth, but one is extreme temperature. The other is comfort and sleep. Now, we're going to go to the campaign on the people of the world. There has to be a psychological campaign, a campaign of deception. And it's called cognitive dissonance. That's part of what is happening. This is out of State of the Nation, and it's this was September 6, 2022, and by Ben Norton. He actually put this together in October of 8th of 2021. And there's a book written by Francois du Cluzel, Cognitive Warfare. It is a document, a NATO document, that shows how contemporary warfare has reached a kind of dystopian stage, a stage that was only at one time imaginable in science fiction, kind of like 1984. And it's the battle for the brain that is waged by Western militaries. Do you feel like you are under some type of psychological warfare every day by the media? And no matter, you know, I think we in this audience, we are very level-headed. We reason, our reasoning abilities are at the top. And we listen to anything coming out of just the media, the program media, and it drives us almost mad. We can't handle it. We wish that this type of nonsense would just disappear. We are involved in a campaign, a psychological campaign directed at we individuals in this country that have been educated, that reason, and still we're being bombarded with all of this talk coming out of mainstream media and elsewhere. Now I'm reading and I'm going to comment as I read. Now, out of this document, Cognitive Warfare, cooperating NATO militaries and their corporate investors, including public-private partnerships, many, many, many very wealthy partnerships with neoliberal ideology. And with the public-private partnership, they were used heavily, pushed heavily, in 1992 at the Rio Earth Summit. And many of us don't know that this was part of a psychological program that was being promoted, pushed, and would be directed from that time to the present. And who helped put this together? A gentleman that lived right here in good old Colorado, right here in the San Luis Valley. They called him Chairman Moe, Maurice Strong. I don't even know if Maurice is even alive anymore. He might be spending a little time now with Elizabeth. Now, the term neoliberal refers to the Jewish intellectual movement. It is a movement which is basically Jewish Trotskyite communists that masquerade as conservatives. And it was these Trotskyites that prescripted 9/11. Now, part of the terrorism and part of the program, which includes gang stalking and targeting of political opponents. Now, just last week, Steve Bannon, this is part of the gang stalking, I'll call it a program to target people like Bannon. It happened a couple of years ago with, right now, even with many who are with Alex Jones, gang stalking. There are many people I can mention being targeted. Let's face it. If you have supported Donald Trump in one way or another, the apparatus of terror has been engaged. It's in operation. Anyone who has supported Donald Trump, voted for him, funded him, in one way or another, is part of this apparatus of terror system and operation. They target political opponents. And then on the other side, the opponents, we are targeting them as, you know, presenting honestly who they are. We know who Biden is. We know basically who is pulling strings behind the scenes. It's not Biden. Biden doesn't have that kind of personality. He is not a leader. He is a follower. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back. This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
Do you hate Disney as much as I do? Don't be a Wookiee. Listen to 1360 KHNC or go to 1360KHNC.com.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
And there is a spell, and this is no joke. With the psychological programs, people think, well, I won't be affected by it. Well, you had a whole culture, a nation, a whole people that were affected by one of the most sophisticated psychological programs ever in recent history. Germany, World War II, Nazi Germany. It was a psyops on that country, and it was effective. It was a apparatus of terror Adolf Hitler and his men, they knew how to use psychological. The Germans are have written a lot, very knowledgeable in the matter of how the human mind and how the human mind can be programmed, and subtle little things which were being bombarded with these little innuendos in this country. I watched Superman, the first Superman. I watched it over the weekend, and I couldn't believe how many little subtle references to sex there was. And this movie was for the children back in the 70s, late 70s. The psychological programs are much more sophisticated today than they were at the time of Adolf Hitler. They were sophisticated in Russia, England, in the 50s, 60s, MK Ultra programs with America. And here on a massive scale now, we have this cognitive warfare, cognitive dissonance. I should give you an example of what cognitive dissonance is. For example, let's say that somebody that is very wealthy, they are aware of the harmful practices and effects of fashion with the clothes that they wear, and how the effects are on the environment. And then there are these workers in the camps that are slaves, but still, in spite of that, they're advocates for equal rights. They're environmentalists. They are campaigning against carbon footprint. They're campaigning against, we want to quit destroying the environment. We want to drive electric cars. But at the same time, they will still go out and spend what they need to spend so that they can dress the way they want to dress, in spite of what they consider to be, on one hand, harmful, but, well, we'll look the other way. And, here in America, they are against drilling, but we'll look the other way because it's not affecting us. Well, it is now beginning to affect even the proponents of this type of thinking. Their gas bills are going up. The costs to heat their homes or cool their homes is going up. Cognitive dissonance. Then, going on with this article, there are what they call TIs, targeted individuals. In the truther movements internationally, these people are aware of how we can be used as guinea pigs if we don't understand the methodologies they use, the technologies that they can use against us. One of the technologies is 1G to 5G to 10G, whatever G's are coming. And so with the psychological, we're being bombarded psychologically. It is very effective. Now, this is just as far as just psychologically. But then there's another aspect to it. There is an electronic warfare being used to target people that, like I talked earlier, gang stalking Trump supporters, gang stalking in a way using IRS, using all of the apparatus of terror to target red states, with weather warfare, drought, flooding, to target red states that are resisting the coming world order. Tornadoes, they can create not a tornado, they can create a tornado that's a mile wide. Or they can take 3-4 tornadoes and you have a cluster of tornadoes that will go through an area and damage and destroy everything in the path. They have these technologies to use also, along with psychological programs. Now, who are these organizations? Who are these organizations that are using these psychological techniques on the people in America? And is very successful. Very successful. I know that I can speak for this audience. It is not as successful because we are much more informed. We can reason. We are receptive to truth, to investigate. That's not the case with most people. Among the most powerful terrorist organizations, again, this is out of State of the Nation. This was September 6, 2022. These organizations, NATO, the United States Department of Defense, well, of course, DOD, Department of Defense, DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, and then you have the Intelligence Advanced Research Projects Agency, IARPA, then all of the military partners. Then there is a multitude of corporate profiteers and government sponsors. It is a continuity of government, a group of agencies tied into continuity of government. Everything, in one way or another, is tied into continuity of government. One of the enemies of this nation are the enemy? It is the conservative people. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hello, I'm Devin McKenna with Play It Fun Word, your new traveling carnival. Please check us out at playitfunword.com or call to book me at 602-402-2642. I do festivals, birthdays, block parties, corporate events, kid at heart parties, summer and day camps. Anything your mind can imagine, I will do it. Play It Fun Word, the party you never had. At playitfunword.com, 602-402-2642.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
Okay. And these people that I've mentioned, they are all born into a world that they were thrown into. Boris Johnson and this Liz Truss, they were all thrown into this world. Charles, his children, these children were thrown into that world. They had no choice. They were born into it. And once they're born into it, probably even in the womb, there are techniques that will be used on them to make sure that they will continue the lineage. They're part of the apparatus of terror. Families. I talked about it one time about a year and a half ago about Mark Zuckerberg. This boy, you know, one day he tells his mother, "Why do you let these people do this to me?" What's he referring to? MK Ultra programs. Why do you let these people do this to me? Well, you have to understand, in these families, there has to be someone who is the protector, while you have the other individual family member, like father, that is the one who does who knows what. But to keep the child somewhat stable, there has to be that mother figure. Very sophisticated psychological programs with these type of family that have ruled the world forever, going back to Rome and beyond. The governments, they know what programs to use with the children of the Caesars or the rulers of even ancient Egypt. They have these children. They're going to keep the power in house. So they have to have ways of control. Adolf Hitler, he knew about this. This is why he sent the Gestapo out into the small cities, out in the Black Forest and other areas in the German countryside, to find out why are the young German boys and children so educated, so intellectually, for the many, many very, very intelligent. Well, because of torture, more torture, and possibly on top of that, a little more torture. The more you torture people, the more you can split the personalities. You split the personalities, they become more, their ability to remember, their memory is increased. That's just one of the side effects of that type of programming. Now let's go back to with these. They use microwave to bombard people. Remember down in Cuba, the American embassy down there, the people, I forgot the term, they were being bombarded by some type of electronic warfare, and they were getting Alzheimer's. And I forgot the name of that Cuba side. I can't remember. Too much to remember. Thank God I wasn't tortured when I was a child. Thank God I got a spanking when I needed it, and it was the best thing for me, but I didn't. There was no torture. I was not one of these type of people. I don't have a split personality. I have my personality, my soul is whole. Not some of these other people. I've worked with people that have come out of satanic households, and I'm telling you, they are brilliant. Brilliant. They can remember everything. I can't. I don't struggle, but I do spend time. I try to be a good student to master my world. I have a little world. When I was a kid, I had a bicycle. I mastered that bicycle so I didn't fall down. We have to master the little world that God has put us in. And if we master that little world, our little world, as it ties into other little worlds around us, we become, as a group, very effective. That is kind of a principle here with this station, with the people that have listened to this station for over 20-something years. Now, what are the strategies for, you know, beating this system? Number one, we continue to educate. That's what he's saying in the article. Educate the public about the atrocities of what is taking place with these targeted individuals and this the matter of cognitive dissonance and the reason, the purpose behind it, and how it's being used as a psychological tool against the people of this country. Secondly, try to find countermeasures, shielding techniques from being bombarded. You know, we talk about the tinfoil hat. No, I'm telling you, Enemy of the State, I think, was a movie with Gene Hackman and the young, handsome black guy, tall guy, what's his name? But anyhow, Hackman's in a cage so that he can't be tapped into. No, this is that's not a joke. This is what the military does. The military has these kind of areas that are shielded from outside electronics. Will Smith, I think it was Enemy of the State. It's a great movie. Find countermeasures, shielding techniques to defend yourselves from these technologies. And then identify the weak links in the cognitive warfare. We'll be back. Finish out the program. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
We'll finish out with another point on how you can protect yourself. hopefully. So you define countermeasures, measures, shielding techniques to defend ourselves from these exotic technologies. Will Smith, you know, in the State of War. What was the name of that? I forgot already. Anyhow, then number three, identify weak links in the cognitive warfare kill chain and target those aspects of the weapon system, protecting yourself from the technology, 5G, you know what I'm saying. Now, there are 22 statements. How this is so sophisticated, I can't read them today. But it breaks down 22 points on what this cognitive warfare is. It is a psychological warfare. It is a, well, you know, Stockholm syndrome. Well, that was just basically discovered, or they had that syndrome, but it was not new. It wasn't new when these people that abducted the individual, she, I think it was a woman, she became, sympathetic to her abductors. This is not new. This has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. You just didn't know how to maybe define it and present it, but it wasn't new. Now I'm going to read one point. Most advances and research and development efforts of this cognitive warfare have been conducted by the United States Department of Defense. Again, DARPA and IARPA. Now it is a battle for your brain. It involves the militarization of brain science. How many of you have heard that term, that thought? The militarization of brain science. The brain is the battlefield of the 21st century. Now, the people that have been in the occult, in the secret societies, this has been used within those systems of control. Now those systems of control are being used on an international level, directed at the people of this country, because we are still a very intelligent, we are a unique people as Americans. We have just a natural ability to invent music. It just goes on and on. We are kind of unique. Germany, definitely, they are brilliant, brilliant people, scientists, mathematicians, things of that nature. But we don't take second place to them in a sense. We as a nation, the government, there are men that take the best of the nations and put the very best of the nations and use it to make this nation even better. You take all the parts of a vehicle and you put together a Rolls Royce. Well, we're going to stop with the Rolls Royce today. The Rolls Royce of psychological operations internationally on the American people. Rick Rodriguez, the President Truth. Talk to you tomorrow, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the station at 970-587-5003. Again, 970-587-5003 and ask for the Rev.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM. John